Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
Everyone, good evening, Texas, and good morning, Philippines. Welcome back to Legal Treats. I am Nesca, sitting in for Attorney Eileen, with my co-host here for this episode, the ever-reliable Krisha. Krisha, how are you?
Hi, Nesca. Good morning here in the Philippines, and good evening, Texas. And I'm doing great, Nesca. How are you?
Oh, that's great to know. Krisha's, of course, fresh from vacation muna tayo kasi parang dito sa Philippines, we had a parang long weekend kasi yung iba nag-sick leave kahapon.
Yes.
Kasi Saturday ngayon sa Philippines eh. So yung we had holiday, we have araw ng kalayaan, Thursday, tapos Friday is trabaho ulit, and most employees, parang nag-sick leave ata. So, nag-long weekend hanggang ngayon. Ikaw, Krisha, anong ganap mo over the week?
Well, for sure, hindi naman tayo counted doon sa holiday.
Of course, yeah.
But during the weekdays, same old, work, sleep. Since naka-summer break ako ngayon, so, walang masyadong ganap. How about you, Nesca? Kumusta ba?
Well, same as usual din. And I'm looking forward for the weekend kasi time na makakapagpahinga and spend time with our loved ones, our kids, our nephews and nieces, and also sa mga uncles and titas. It's time to reconnect with loved ones over the weekend. So, yun.
Kaya ang saya ng mga holidays, especially yung recent, which is yung araw ng kalayaan, yun nga, gaya nga nagsabi mo, it's a great way na parang long weekend. Kasi uso yun dito sa Pinas eh, kapag talagang naiipit yung isang araw ng birthday, talagang, okay, file na ako ng kunwari, sick leave na ako.
Or mag-vacation leave na. Yung iba nilalagnat kapag biyernes eh. So, yun. We celebrated Independence Day, 127th Independence Day. Ito yung time na we celebrated our, parang sabi nila, kasarinlan from Spanish colonization that time. Imagine for how many years? 300, over 300 years you were colonized by Spanish. And not only Spanish, American also, Japanese. Yun.
So we went through a lot.
Yeah, we went through a lot as a nation, yes.
As a nation. But I think it's really relevant, no, the word freedom. Kasi, ayun, araw nga ng kalayaan last June 12, no. So, correlating it to our topic, I really, really like our topic today, Nesca, no. The term kalayaan. So, we have our title here. Let me just flash it. So, kalayaan sa puso, araw ng kalayaan and a moment sa Pinas. So, ikaw ba, Nesca, what do you think, or if I'm going to ask you what your definition of kalayaan or freedom is, how are you going to put it in the simplest term possible or definition possible?
Well, siguro from the word itself, freedom, you're free to do things on your own. You are not being controlled by someone or something else. So, you know, you are free to do whatever you want to do.
I agree to that. By the way, Nesca, we almost forgot to let our viewers know that this is produced by Lawin Media Network, and we are live in YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook page of Lawin Media Network. And just in any case you missed us during the live show, you are more than free to catch us in over 15 podcast platforms. And if you have any questions, what are they going to do, Nesca?
Okay, just comment sa aming Facebook Live and we are going to read your comments and your suggestions or probably feedback sa aming programa today.
And malay nyo, next time, next week, andito na si Attorney Aileen and she might be able to answer all of those questions that you're going to leave in the comment section. So make sure to comment down below.
Tama. Anyway, Krisha, today we are taking a different angle of what does freedom mean. So when it comes to not only as a nation, but also when it comes to personal, like love, marriage, and yes, even annulment.
Ang daming hugot dito kasi sa word na kalayaan, eh, no? Kasi imagine, a personal joke ko lang, no, na Nesca, ma-share ko lang. Kasi every June 12, I really make joke to my dad na sinasabi ko, hindi, araw ng kalayaan ngayon, congrats! Gumagano sa kanya. Because, just to give a context to about the joke, kasi we are a broken family. So, it so happened na nakalaya yung dad ko from my mom. So, that's an inside joke for our family na talagang pang-asar ko lang. No? So, I'm going to that context, no, Nesca. So, I think may idea naman na yung mga viewers natin sa mga hugot na sasabihin natin today. So, to start with the topic, Nesca, no? So, nasan na tayo? So, personal, topic ng personal freedom. So, gaya nga nagsabi mo kanina, so, kalayaan is you're free to do whatever you want, you know, without being restricted by anyone. So, ayun, when it comes to marriage, Nesca, do you think parang possible pa? Or in terms of, kunwari may pamilya ka na, sa tingin mo ba possible pa yung kalayaan? Kasi ang sabi nila, sabi ng mga matatanda, once you enter a marriage, no, parang hindi ka na malaya. Like, hindi ka,
parang nakatali ka na. Nakatali ka na.
Actually,
yeah, that's why they say tying the knot. Yun sabi nila. Yun.
Literally pala talaga, no?
Kaya yung iba takot na takot sa marriage eh. Kasi sinasabi, tinatali ka raw eh. yun yung sabi nila eh.
Do you believe in that, Nesca?
Well, depende naman yun. Depende na rin yun sa couple. If parang yun. Kasi getting into marriage, it's your choice eh. Diba? It's your choice to be committed to that person. And sabi nga nila, magsama until the rest of your life. You know, until death.
Yes,
yun. But depende rin naman yun. Kasi may mga kilala din naman kasi akong even though they're married, they're still free to do the things na kahit the things they used to do when they were still single. Ayun. Depende kasi yun. Depende yun sa mag-partner. Meron din kasi nga akong kilala na when they get married, parang, yeah, they were so committed to that relationship na parang they felt already trapped in that marriage or relationship. Parang they were restricted of some actions sa marriage. So, depende sa tao yung marriage. Pero I think naman yung freedom would kailangan na it should still be felt during the marriage. I mean, not just because you get married, you lost your freedom. Diba? It's an important concept. Yung freedom, it's an important concept. Eh. So, yeah, it's very broad. But for you, Krisha, ano?
Yung, nabanggit mo kasi kanina na parang there are, some people who are parang they are still free to do, no? Pero kasi we live in a society or in a country talaga na talagang yung tinatawag na patriarchal. Na talagang mas nangingibabaw yung decision ng lalaki when it comes sa pamilya. So parang, alam mo yun, which is actually still until now, kahit na sabi natin nag-evolve na, no? May mga improvements naman na, no? Yung mga adoptions naman na in a good way or in a better way. Pero still, andun pa din kasi yung restrictions sa mga kababaihan. Or vice versa, actually, no? It depends on the situation. So, I still think na sa panahon ngayon, when it comes to marriages, kaya takot ako eh. Admitted ako. Kasi, imagine mo, malaya ako ngayon, and then I'm going to enter a marriage with hopes of building a family of my own. Pero, ang ending, hindi rin masasakal ako, na hindi ko rin magagawa yung mga nagagawa ko ngayon. So, what's the, ano, parang, anong good thing na madadala sa akin ng marriage na to for my personal growth if I wouldn't have that kind of freedom in the long run, di ba? So, nakakatakot ako sa marriage.
Yeah, that's right. Depende rin kasi siguro sa partner. Kasi merong partner din naman na hindi gaano kahigpit sa partner nila. That some partners naman, which I also prefer, na yung you can still do kung ano yung passion mo, kung ano yung dreams mo, kung ano yung kailangan mong impursue, kahit nakasal na kayo. Kasi meron tao din kasi that when they have this mindset na when they get married, parang they will no longer do things na nagagawa they used to do kasi they have already a partner, kailangan na nilang i-consider yung decision or yung feelings ng partner nila. But sa iba din, sa iba kasi hindi. That's not what happens sa ibang setup. Depende kasi talaga sa magpartner kung what works for them. So, ayun, I think it's a personal concept din yung freedom.
But in terms of ano, no, in terms of parang our reality or setup here in the Philippines, no, since dami pa rin kasi cases ng annulment or those who are seeking divorce here in the Philippines, of course, may pinanghuhugutan sila, no. So, namanggit mo siya kanina eh, yung grounds of annulment here in the Philippines. Can you care to elaborate on this after our short break?
Of course. See you after our next break.
Alright, see you around.
And we're back here at Legal Treats with Kersha and Nesca. So we're still talking about kalayaan, the concept of marriage naman. We're talking about annulment. Also, here kasi sa Philippines, we don't have divorce, but we only have annulment. So, siguro explain na lang muna natin what is annulment and how does it differ from divorce. Here in the Philippines, usually people confuse with annulment with divorce. Eh. So, when we say annulment, kasi, the marriage is declared void from the very start, meaning parang walang kasal talaga na nangyari. It's void from the very beginning.
Void due to some
grounds. Yeah, void ab initio. But in divorce, it's different. In divorce, it acknowledges na merong valid marriage, but that it's still it's divorce is still not allowed here in the Philippines. In divorce, it just ends a valid marriage, yun lang. But in annulment, parang there is no marriage talaga na nangyari. Like, it never happened. So, yun, we have grounds for annulment under Philippine law. And yun, may nagtanong ko parang may sakit. Yes, I'm okay. So, ayun, we have grounds for annulment. Like, first is parang
lack of parental consent.
Lack of parental consent. And kasi, explain na natin yung lack of parental consent. Sometimes kasi, husband and wife, or they're married for 18, age nila is 18 to 21 years old, who did not obtain parental consent. That's a ground for annulment. And also, we have unsound mind, fraud, force, intimidation, and or undue influence. Pinilit ka lang magpakasal. Also, psychological incapacity. If you are not capable of consummating the marriage, we have cases like that also. Na hindi na consummate yung marriage for like years, and the court granted the marriage as annulled. So, and then also we have sexually transmissible disease. That is if it's really not curable. And lastly, psychological incapacity. Yung psychological incapacity, we will discuss this. And yeah, psychological incapacity, it's a catch-all provision. Usually, ito talaga yung ginagamit na reason or ground for annulling the marriage. Kasi it's the most commonly cited ground. Yun. Those are the grounds. And exclusive to, ha? You can't just make your own ground for seeking an annulment. And take note, ha, that hindi ground for annulment yung infidelity or nangaliwa. Diba? Usually, naghihiwalay naman kasi talaga yung mag-asawa if merong third party. Diba?
Thank you for bringing that up, Neska. No? Kasi common misconception kasi yun here in the Philippines na nangaliwa to, kumabit ito. Pwede yan. Pwede ka na magpa-annul because of this. So, It could be a ground for 9262, but it can't be a ground for... I think it cannot be a ground for annulment per se. Yeah. So, I think it would be on a different case rather than sa annulment mismo. But anyway, since you mentioned kanina na about sa psychological incapacity being the most preferred ground to be used in annulment cases. Do you know some cases that are, that use this specific ground?
Yes, usually, ito talaga yung nasabi natin kanina na usually ito yung ground na ginagamit para ipa-annul yung kasal. So, yun, in one case na decided ng Supreme Court, It's actually a landmark case, ha. It's Tan Andal versus Andal case. Ito yung ginamit ng Supreme Court to define what is really a psychological incapacity. They clarified what is psychological incapacity. So, yun. Let's talk about one of the most talked about annulment cases dito sa Pilipinas. Kasi very important ito. It helped define what psychological incapacity really means under our family code. So, should I proceed na lang with the facts of the case?
Please.
Okay. Yes. So, facts of the case, si Rosana Tan Andal at si Mario Andal, they were married and they were one child. And tapos si Rosana was very hands-on sa kanilang business. And tumutulong siya magpatakbo ng isang construction firm. So si Mario in the beginning were allowed to help. Pero eventually, napakita siya ng problematic behavior niya. Like, over time, Mario showed signs ng emotional immaturity. Like, madali siyang magalit, may mga trust issues din siya. And may problema siya sa finances, hindi siya marunong humawak ng pera. And also, minsan umaalis bigla-bigla sa bahay nang walang pasabi. Those were some of the emotional immaturity na na state sa case na to. So, hindi rin consistent ang pagbibigyan niya ng emotional and financial support. And aside from that, he was involved in drugs like marijuana, shabu, and nag-undergo din siya ng rehab multiple times. Pero nag-relapse pa rin. So, si Rosanna nag-file ng petition for annulment based on psychological incapacity ni Mario. So, para patunayan, she presented testimonies about Mario's neglect and abandonment, and also testimony ng isang psychiatrist. He also presented in court a psychiatrist. And yung diagnosis ng psychiatrist kay Mario was narcissistic antisocial personality disorder and substance abuse disorder with psychotic features. So, yun. And then the wife also submitted handwritten notes ni Mario mismo mula sa rehab para ipakita or i-prove na hindi siya capable na tuparin ang basic obligation bilang asawa. Kasi psychological incapacity, yun yung you are not capable of performing your marital obligation, like giving love, support, and mutual respect to your other half, your husband or your wife. So in this case, the trial court agreed. The trial court annulled the case. Sabi nila, annulled yung marriage. And binigay kay wife ang custody ng anak at ilang property rights. So, but pagdating dun sa Court of Appeals, binaliktad yung decision. The Court of Appeals, binaliktad niya. Sabi nila, kulang sa credibility yung psychiatric report na pinresent ng wife kasi hindi mismo na-examine ng doktor ang respondent. So, kailangan siguro yung sabi ni Court of Appeals, kailangan i-examine talaga nito ni Court of Appeals, ni doctor, yung husband, before saying na psychologically incapacitated siya. So, ang info na pinresent daw ni wife ay mostly secondhand. So, umakyat ito sa Supreme Court at ito na nga, naging landmark case siya. So, sabi ni Supreme Court, valid yung ground ng psychological incapacity under Article 36. Pero kailangan daw ng malinaw at malakas na ebidensya na nagpapatunay na psychologically incapacitated yung husband. Hindi pwede yung hula-hula lang or kwento lang. And that expert testimony may be important, very important. Pero kung hindi mismo na-assess ng expert ang spouse, yes, pwede siyang questionin yung credibility, but that's not it. Hindi lang ganun yun. Kasi sabi ng Supreme Court, the very important part of this case is that yung psychological incapacity is not just a medical issue. So it's a legal concept na hindi lang mapuprove through reports or psychological reports. Psychological incapacity can also be proved by presenting evidence, pieces of evidence na magpapatunay na yung other spouse is psychologically incapacitated. So, ayun, the ruling emphasized that such incapacity need not be a mental or personality disorder or hindi rin kailangang ipatunayan na permanent na to and incurable ito. Kasi yung pagbabasehan ng court is a totality of the evidence. Expert opinion also is not mandatory in all cases for as long as yun nga nasabi natin. Yung kabuuan ng mga ebidensyang present would demonstrate that the spouse really is incapacitated to perform its marital obligations. So yun, hindi requirement yung report, yung psychological report sa pag-present ng psychological incapacity as a ground for annulment. So, ayun, yun yung sabi ng Supreme Court, pinanigan yung wife and sinabi na, yeah, their marriage is really annulled or void from the very beginning. Yun yung sabi ng court. So, yun, it's very interesting case, yung Tan Andal versus Andal landmark case.
It is kasi just like what you've said, no? Even in other cases, talagang they really require the assessment of a psychiatrist or an expert, no? Pero ayun nga, in some cases kasi hindi naman talaga siya parang kumare, no? Parang it's easy to deceive a person kahit gaano ka pa ka-expert, no? Na you are okay, pero biglang hindi naman talaga. Kaya nga may mga psychopaths tayo, di ba?
Totoo,
kasi
totoo.
Some experts fail to recognize that. So, there may be mistakes now sa process. So, I really appreciate the Supreme Court in ruling this case, no, of Tanandal. And I actually came across as a case na medyo contradicting naman dito sa case na pinresent mo, which is Santos versus Court of Appeals. So, if I just may share the facts. So, as for this, hindi ko nalang papangalanan ng buo para mas madali siyang intindihin ng audience natin. So, husband and wife, mag-asawa, they got married 1986 and they had a child 1987. So, just a year, no? Talagang after kasal, nagbuhat. But then, all of a sudden, 1988, biglang umalis daw itong si wife kasama yung child nila, and then ilang years na hindi pa rin bumabalik si wife. That's why the husband actually filed a annulment case against the for their marriage to be annulled on the grounds of abandonment naman, kasi you mentioned kanina the word abandonment, eh, no? Pero kasi the Supreme Court actually ruled that abandonment does not equate to psychological incapacity. Kasi abandonment, I think, is part of legal separation but not in annulment per se. Kasi yes, hindi naman nagpo-prove na dahil sa inabandon na ka is parang you're already incapable of parang
performing your marital obligations,
right? So there are other factors to be considered in that, kaya it cannot be, according to Supreme Court, hindi siya pwede sa annulment. Therefore, hindi siya annulled. So, ang daming tanong regarding sa concept ng marriage. Pero I think I'll just wait for Attorney Aileen for that. Kasi,
correct.
Diba? I think she will have a lot of, she will be needing 2 hours of this podcast to answer all of my questions.
Wow, parang prepare ka na for marriage, ah, because you're interested.
Don't get me wrong sa mga audience. to sum it all up, no, it's really hard to get an annulment here in the Philippines kasi based on experience, not my experience, no, but personal knowledge from the experience of a relative of mine, it took her years, at least way back pa to ha, bago pa nagkaroon ng mga improvements sa judicial system natin. So, it took her years before na-annul yung marriage niya. So, paano na lang yung mga taong hindi na nag-undergo ng judicial process for their annulment and nagsiseparate na lang. So, still, di ba, they are tied?
Yeah, they're still tied. They still remain married to their spouse kasi they need judicial declaration pa talaga that they are annulled before they can remarry or, yeah, be separated totally na sa kanilang husband or wife. Siguro ano na lang, no? Separated lang sila bed and board, but legally, sa mata ng batas, talaga, they're still married. So, yun.
Which is actually, parang sa Pinas kasi. I mean, I'm not sure sa inyo, Nesca, no? Pero sa province namin, parang uso kasi talaga na maghiwalay, kasal kayo. Pero pag naghiwalay kayo for years na, parang they think okay na sila na parang, I mean, they are living with another person, di ba? With another person that it is not their spouse. Pero kasi, masyado na siyang nagiging common to think na dapat, hindi naman dapat. Kasi nga, sa mata ng batas, it is illegal, no? Pero, it's actually sad that they just parang let it be. Kasi siguro they acknowledge naman na nagkamali sila. Both sides na kamali.
Yeah.
Well, nangyayari ba yan sa inyo, Naska? Because, oo.
Yeah, but what can they do? Diba? They're married, but you know, annulment here in the Philippines can take years and it will really cost them a lot. I mean, annulment here in the Philippines, siguro sabi nila ha, nabasa ko lang, siguro around more or less 200,000, at least 200,000 yung magagastos mo for an annulment. And then 200,000, madami na yung mapupuntahan. I mean, pwede ka nang bumili ng lupa, pwede ka nang pumunta kung saan bansa, diba? Then doing the annulment process, I mean, practically, it's not really practical yung annulment.
Well, yes, indeed.
At yun yung kailangan talaga nila to be totally free from the marriage that they had. And then, when they file the annulment, there's no guarantee na ma-approve yung annulment or mag-grant yung annulment nila. So parang yun, if you file an annulment, it's a risk. Parang sugal yun.
Mm-mm.
Kasi there's no guarantee that you will really get annulled. Parang nagbigay ka lang ng 200,000, diba? Sa court, tas hindi rin pala i-grant yung annulment mo. Parang it will really take a toll on you. Na you will pay for it, and then yung time mo, yung energy mo, yung resources mo, binuhos mo dyan, and then eventually hindi pala maa-annul yung kasal mo kasi it's not one of the grounds na sa annulment. So, mahirap. And hindi mo masisisi yung iba if they just separate na lang sa bahay, bed and board, and then be with someone na gusto talaga nilang makasama, or they have found na someone na makakasama nila, gusto nila makasama sa panghabang buhay na. You can't really blame them kasi ang hirap talaga ng annulment dito, especially na wala tayong divorce. And Philippines na lamang at yung Vatican, yung walang divorce sa buong mundo. So,
you know, the funny thing is, guys, imagine mo, hihiwalay ka sa asawa mo because of, for example, sinasaktan ka. So, that caused you to just leave the marriage. Although illegally, no? you decided to go with someone else, no? But then that someone else started to do the same thing that your spouse did. Na kunwari, sinasaktan ka. So imagine mo yun, which is actually funny, sabi nila, iwanan mo yung bato na pinupok mo sa sarili mo, but then all of a sudden, bumalik ka na naman sa part na kinuha mo ulit yung bato na yun para ipupok sa sarili mo. Because I know someone who is like this. And sumasakit na rin ang ulo ko kasi naawa ko sa kaibigan ko because of her situation na paulit-ulit na lang. It's a cycle. Yun nga, going back to our very, very first topic here in season 3, you know, about violence against women and children. So, it's just really, hindi siya nakakatawa. Nakakatawa siya, but hindi siya nakakatuwa. Yeah. So, parang ang sad lang ng reality na ganun sa Pinas kasi, ayun nga, it's really hard to get an annulment. But then, may factor kasi talaga yung choices ng natin mismo, di ba? If we are going to free ourselves from the situation that's holding us back. So sometimes it's really our fault. Sana hindi ako mabash doon. Sinabi kong yun. Pero reality check, it's boils down to the choices we make. Yeah. What's your take on that?
Well, yung sa akin naman dyan, I have to support you na wala ka namang ibang masisisi kundi yung sarili mo kasi it's your choice. You get into marriage with that person and except kung pinilit ka, but if you were But kung pinilit ka, undue influence, intimidation, it's a ground for annulment din. But iba kasi, medyo strict kasi talaga yung requirements ng Supreme Court sa pag-annul ng marriage kasi they are protecting the family. Diba? Sabi nila, family kasi is the foundation of the society, so they are really protecting that. But what if hindi na nga talaga kayo family? You don't really treat each other as family na. You're just there para, you know, paano magsakitan na lang, diba? Mas okay na yung maghiwalay na lang. Well, my take on that is, alam mo, pag ayaw na yung nung tao from that relationship, para sa akin, if somebody already filed an annulment, para i-annul na yung kasal or divorce somewhere else, just set him free. I mean, palayain mo na lang. Kasi ayaw na nga niya. I mean, hindi ako magpipilit na sarili ko sa taong ayaw naman na sa akin. And yeah, we were talking earlier about concept of freedom. Diba? Yung sabi nila na when you get into marriage, mawawala na yung freedom mo kasi you will have another person na to consider. Not really to control you, ha, but to consider feelings niya, yung opinion niya, yung comments niya about the things that you have to pursue or your mga decision na gagawin mo. So, ayun. Not sure if nasa topic pa tayo. But yeah, yun.
I think relevant rin. I don't think, but I know it's still relevant. No? Kasi if I may add, since sinabi mo, about sa controlling, kasi yun nga yung nangyayari lately or parang talagang mostly sa atin eh. Not only Filipinos, no, talaga all over the world. I don't have the statistics with me, but I know for sure that hindi lang naman iisa, dadalawa yung dalawang tao nangyayari itong bagay na to. So, in terms of parang controlling, this is just to give advice then to our viewers who are listening out there. If you're going to free yourself from a marriage, no, and then papasok ka ulit, kasi syempre malaya naman tayo magmahal, di ba? We have the freedom to choose who to be with after our, for example, broken marriage, broken relationship. Of course, you are more than free to love again. Now, if you are going to love again, take note not to lose yourself. Kasi otherwise, para saan pa't lumaano at pinili mong makalaya doon sa previous one, di ba? So, freedom is really a powerful word. So, for me, kalakip ang salitang freedom ay ang pagpili sa sarili mo. So, palayain mo yung sarili mo, piliin mo naman. Kasunod na ipiliin mo ang sarili mo. So, no matter what situation you're into, might it be in broken relationship or broken marriage, always choose what is best for yourself. Even if involved ang mga children, no? Kasi sabi nga nila, you cannot give to someone what you don't have. So, of course, protect yourself first before you can protect or prioritize your children. So, ayun. Anyway, narinig kitang nagtag, feeling ko break na natin.
Sige, yeah. So, we will talk about this after our break. Thank you. And we're back here at Legal Treats, and we're still talking about kalayaan, the concept of marriage, annulment here in the Philippines. So yun, Krisha, as we were talking earlier, no, it's really heartbreaking to think someone can feel trapped in a marriage. Right? You're trapped in a loveless marriage, and sabi nila. But the law really puts a lot of hurdles to keep marriage sacred. Yung sabi ko kanina, the law really acknowledges that the family is the foundation of the society. So kailangan sacred talaga yung marriage. Na hindi siya madaling i-separate. And they're really into marriage. And yung grounds for annulment are exclusive. And if yung situation mo does not fall dun sa mga grounds na nilagay sa for annulment, and your marriage will really not get annulled. You'll stay married with that person until the rest of your life kasi yun yung pinangako nyo. So yun. But I think it's time to give these people who feel trapped in a marriage, they think it's already loveless or pointless, na it's time to give them the option to break free from that situation.
That's kasi, why I always said, say yes to divorce. Eh.
Yes, I think we have the same stand on that. Naku, mag-bash tayo ng mga religious people dito.
Sorry.
But yeah, yun. Kanya-kanya naman tayo ng opinion eh. But yun, ako I'm also for divorce kasi I'm for people na they need remedy sa kanilang sitwasyon. Not all people can stay married to someone, especially if they're being abused domestically, verbally, psychologically, financially. There's no point of staying in that kind of relationship or in that kind of marriage if wala naman talagang respect sa isa't isa. We don't fulfill their marital obligation like giving love, support, care, and mutual respect to each other. It's stated in the family code, the marital obligation of the husband and wife. And so if they can fulfill that obligation, I think there's no point of staying in that marriage. And I think these people who feel trapped in that marriage deserve to have second chances in life then. Diba? They're being with someone they really want in life, na kita nila, ito na yung soulmate ko, ito na yung kakasama ko, buong buhay ko. And yeah, true enough, yung kinakasama na nila ngayon, though they're not legally married, kasi sa mata ng batas, sa mata ng like immoral or illegal yung kanilang pagsasama, but they're happily married or happily staying together. But yun, sa mata ng batas, they're legally or immorally. Yung ginagawa nila is illegal and it's immoral. And I think it's time to give them the option na, you know, get really be freed from the abusive relationship they once had. Ikaw, Krisha.
I agree with every word that you just mentioned, Naskan, especially about being able to have that second chance to love again. Kasi nga, that's part of our freedom to choose who are we going to love next or if we are going to stay in this situation. So that's why I am into divorce kasi it gives you ayun nga, the chance to break away from this kind of situation and to enter into a new life na talagang gusto mo. Kasi it's, tawag dito, pangit naman na hindi ka makalaya sa bagay or sa sitwasyon na unti-unti nang kinakain ka.
Mm-hmm.
Na unti-unti nang nagiging rason kung bakit nawawala yung light sa buhay mo. Parang kung bakit ka nagpo-fall into depression and eventually baka, if worst case scenario, baka, ayun, you commit something na hindi mo dapat gawin. So, why not give yourself the chance to break away. Of course, hindi lang to about sa parang marriage, kung pwede din applicable din sa relationships now. You don't feel secure if you don't feel the love that you are supposed to be feeling, so why ka mag-stay? So allow yourself to break away, kasi otherwise you will lose yourself in the process of staying just for the sake of staying with that person eh. For what? For your children? Do it for your children. Sa tingin mo ba, for example, no, sa kakilala ko kasi ganun siya eh. Nag-stay siya in that kind of relationship for the sake of her children or their children. So, I'm sad. Kasi, yes, I get her point na malaking factor talaga na iisipin mo yung pamilya mo, lalo na yung mga bata. Pero kasi in the long run, imagine mo yung magiging na-topic natin to with Attorney Eileen before, no? Na baka kasi na-adapt na ng mga bata. In the long run, baka mas magsisi pa tayo. So if you can save yourself now, save yourself. Otherwise, you might live a life full of regret. And that's something na we cannot, we can no longer help you with. So, anyway, medyo napakugot na tayo masyado doon. Nascar news ko. Hindi kinaya ng bangs ko yon.
Totoo. But for our viewers naman, remember, kalayaan is really a powerful word. So, whether it's for a nation or for your heart. So, yeah, fight for it and use it wisely. So, thank you for joining us in today's episode. So, if you like today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and send us your thoughts. Until next time, keep fighting for your freedom and in all parts of life. I'm still Nesca with Krisha here at Legal Treats with Attorney Eileen.
See you next week.
See you next week.